We are committed to meeting our pricing obligations under our Bonglac Supply Company milk supply agreement, which we have done last year. We did that even though our product mix has continued to challenge us and hasn't supported the prices that have been paid. You know, we lost nearly $100 million on our operational business last year. So, you know, this isn't about us making huge profits. This is about us minimising our losses.
Did you want to drop prices earlier?
We signalled last August that that our farmers should be prepared to potentially be a drop in milk price.
Does the agreement, the Bonlac supply agreement, need to be revisited if it leads to you consistently paying unsustainably high prices?
Look, I think what we need to do, and it's one thing that we're committed to now doing in a very serious basis, is to be more transparent about what formulates milk price and what are the signals globally that impact on milk price here in Australia. You know, as a global organisation, we have access to that data, and I think one of the things we're committed to doing when we reflect back on what we have done differently is we should probably have given much more transparent signals. We were trying and we were accused at times of talking the market down, but we did express caution to our suppliers to budget conservatively and to run scenarios where the milk price would be less than the 560.
Now, the board of Murray Goulburn's basically said that it didn't realise the scope of how much demand in China had slowed. Has Fonterra missed those signals too?
From an Australian point of view, we don't export huge amounts into China. We have a very different mix of business.
Okay. I'm a bit confused as to why then. So the price, you're essentially saying that the reason that the price has dropped is because Murray Goulburn dropped its price. You couldn't do that under this Bonlac supply agreement. Is that a fair summation?
That would be, yes. And then that we guarantee to pay a benchmark milk price, which is determined by the market leader, to give farmers some comfort that they're getting a competitive milk price.
Okay. And you don't feel that agreement needs to be reviewed if you are concerned that the prices that price leader is setting are just too high?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, farmers have choices in terms of who they supply. We need to make sure we're competitive. So we need an agreement that gives farmers that comfort. So, and we wouldn't change that agreement without consultation with our Bonlac Supply Company board, who represent our farmers. At the end of the day, the things that we have put in place in terms of a loan, which is leveraging, obviously, the Fonterra global balance sheet to be able to support our farmers through a very difficult period. But we want to maintain our current farmers for the long term. And that is our number one objective here, is to keep them with us, to keep them afloat, and to keep them getting them through this very difficult period. At the moment, that is our main priority, not trying to renegotiate an agreement.
Okay, and I'd like to touch on the details of that loan in a moment. But before we get to that, when Murray Goulburn dropped its prices, its managing director resigned, its chief financial officer resigned, and two board members have resigned as well. What will happen at Fonterra?
Look, at the end, I mean, they have also changed their profit forecast. They went to the market to raise capital. We haven't done any of those things. We have reflected in our milk price the global reality of what's happening in the dairy industry.
Are you expecting, though, that there will be anger from your suppliers and potentially the calls for some of the decision makers to resign?
I think our farmers will be disappointed. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't second guess what else they'll be thinking. I would hope that we'll be thinking very much about how do they keep their businesses afloat and how do they keep milk flowing, because at the end of the day, we have been doing everything within our control to make our business sustainable, which is about driving our strategy, reducing our costs. We have taken tens of millions of dollars of cost out of our business, improving our product mix and making sure we invest money in the right places. Now, we've had $120 million out of the Fonterra board to rebuild the Stanhope factory after a fire. So we are doing everything we can to build a business that will give our farmers a home for their milk and a return on their investments in the long term.
Now, you are introducing a loan scheme. How does the scheme work?
Essentially, farmers can apply for up to 60 cents for the remainder of the season, and they won't repay the loan and the interest until FY18. Next year, there'll be a very small interest fee, which will come from the milk price. That will be insignificant, around 2 cents. But we really want, we don't foresee the market rebounding hard and fast anytime soon. So we think next year will continue to be quite challenging. So we're saying it's not until the year after when we hope that global prices have started to rebound. We believe there will be a supply response globally. So we're just trying to get them through the end of this year and next year.
And so then farmers will, if they opt in, they will have to start paying back from financial year 18?
Yes. And they don't have to opt in again. They can choose to do so, and it will depend on their farming patterns.
And if people do decide to opt in, does that lock them into supplying Fonterra?
No, they'll be able to leave at any time, but obviously they'll need to repay the loan if they do leave.
Okay. And do you imagine that this will have much of a take-up from suppliers?
I would think so. I think, conditions are difficult out there, and I think we are anticipating there will be, and, time will tell.
And just finally, are you concerned about losing suppliers?
Of course we are. We're always concerned about losing suppliers, which is why we have done everything we can to find a scheme that we hope works for farmers, that gets them through a difficult time. And it also, gives us time to rebuild our asset base and to be able to get back to comfortably paying a competitive milk price.